Now, this Saturday, September the 21st, the annual Pat Casey Memorial Cycle will take place. In its eighth year, the 122-kilometre cycle will raise funds for research into idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, a rare lung condition affecting fewer than 10 in 10,000 people. I'm joined on the phone by Pat's son, Daniel. Good morning, Daniel. Can you tell us a little bit about your father? Was he an avid cyclist?
No, my dad wasn't a cyclist. First and foremost, I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me. Appreciate the time. Dad wasn't a cyclist, but my dad's friend Brian was doing cycling and knew people who were involved with it, and that's how the actual inception of the cycle came about. So it actually started before my father passed away in 2013, where they did a cycle from, we say, Cork to Galway through Limerick. And like, he was involved with the first two of them. And then, you know, sadly, he passed away in 2013 from IPF. And after that fact, the cyclists and Brian decided that we would do it as an annual event in his memory.
Yes, and you've raised, since 2013, over 66,000. And because I suppose it's quite a rare disease to have, that that funding is a lot more beneficial to them, because it might be something that's normally overlooked, is it?
Oh, definitely. You know, when you're talking about charity events, you kind of get, you know, the big hitters, the Irish Cancer Society, the Irish Heart Foundation, the Irish Kidney Association. The Irish Lung Fibrosis Association would be, you know, one of the smaller groups, but, you know, not any less important. This is, you know, it is just as bad as cystic fibrosis. It needs the same amount of attention and the same amount of research in it to try and come up with a way to, you know, to beat it once and for all.
Yes, I was doing some research earlier, and reading up on it, it's a horrible disease. It involves the scarring of the lining of the lungs and the alveoli, if I remember correctly. And it also, it manifests itself as a lot, very bad breathlessness, isn't it?
For sure, yeah. And it can often be misdiagnosed as bronchitis or you know, kind of heavy asthma. COPD is another one that it can be misdiagnosed as. You know, it can be very difficult to actually nail down. But once they do, then, you know, there's a great team in CUH with Dr. Michael Henry and a fantastic team up in you know, in the Mater Hospital in Dublin that look after, you know, all the sufferers of this horrible, horrible illness. They do fantastic work. And in conjunction with the Irish Lung Fibrosis Association, raising awareness and providing funding into research and development, and you know, the work that Dr. Michael Henry is doing with the Wilton Hospital Respiratory Fund, you know, progress is being made, but it's slow.
Yes, all of those charities that you mentioned are valuable in their own way. But I suppose this is also a great testament to the love of your dad's family, yourselves, and also to his best friend. 122 kilometres is by no means is a small feat. Like, it's taking you from it starts at the Cork City Ford Centre, which if I remember correctly, is next door to Dwyer's Electrical. Isn't that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. It's right next door to Dwyer's, and you know, we've had the use of that building for several years now. They've been very generous, you know, allowing us to host the event out of there, and you know, going up there in the morning, putting up all of the banners and the balloons, and then coming back in the evening, and they provide, you know, food and stuff like that, and they've been very, very good to us, you know, since we started doing this event.
Like, you're taking, the cyclists will be going to Inishannon, Bandon, Ballinascarty, Timlaoig and Garrettstown. It's returning to Forge Hill via Kinsale. It's a fairly big undertaking to organise such an event over such a long distance.
Oh, very, very much so. And you know, the you know, my mother Anne, who passed away, obviously. But my mom Anne, she's the workhorse of this whole thing. I mean, there wouldn't be a cycle, you know, without her, without Brian, without, you know, all the other volunteers from, you know, the Cork support group, you know, all the help that we get from the Cork support group that mom is also a part of, and you know, the volunteers doing the collections and stuff. But, you know, my mother does the lion's share of it, to be perfectly honest, and you know, to give credit where it's due.
Now, the registration, as I said, it's taking place this Saturday, the 21st of September, and you can meet at the Cork City Ford Centre in Forge Hill, which is next to Dwyer's. Registration is €30, and if anyone is wishing to take part, they can contact Brian or your mother Anne at 087-985-4587. That's 087-985-4587. Will you be taking part in it yourself?
No, I'm not much of a cyclist, but yes, I will be doing some of it myself. I try to do a little more every year. You know, the old fitness isn't the best, but the least I can do for them is to do my best and do as much as I can. Now, just it's very important to note as well that registration fee, that €30, counts as a donation to the overall total that we donate to ILFA. The one thing that my father didn't like was, you know, these administration costs for donations, so we keep nothing. So any expense that we incur is handled out of pocket by ourselves. Any donation that we get goes directly to where it needs to go. We keep none of it. I have to stress that point.
And if any of our listeners see you around the South Cork area, can they give donations as people are passing, or is there any way that they could give a donation if they can't attend?
Now, if you can't attend and want to give a donation, we do have sponsorship cards available. You can contact my mother on 087-985-4587, and she would be happy to arrange that for anybody who wants to donate to this. We would be very much appreciative.
And I think they can also email her on annecasey@live.ie. That's correct, isn't it?
That's correct.
And there's over 40 cyclists hoping to take part. Or do you know how many people are taking part so far?
No, so far last year we had 37 registered, and we had more coming in on the day. So we never know the full amount until the actual day. So we're hoping for 40 plus again this year.
Sounds like a fabulous event, and definitely for a fundraising for a condition that I personally had never heard of. And it must be a great comfort to you to see the support that you've been getting. I know you said your father passed away in 2013, I think it was, and it must be a great comfort, isn't it?
Oh, very much so. You know, every year on year, we see the same faces turning out from people who knew him in life, and, you know, some friends that we've made along the way during this journey. And year on year, they show up and they do their bit. And, you know, it's great to know that he's never forgotten and he's always there, you know.
Daniel, thank you very much for joining me on Y'all today. And I wish you all the best with the annual Pat Casey Memorial Cycle, which is taking place on this Saturday coming, the 21st, and if you want to take part, it's 122 km cycling, and it's leaving the City Ford Centre on Forge Hill at 9:30 a.m. and a registration fee is €30, and as Daniel said, every single cent of that goes towards the charity, and having raised over 66,000 since 66,000 in the 8 years that it's been running. Daniel, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time, sir. Have a good day.